Well, praise God. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. Let's just sit in his peace here for a minute. Just close your eyes. Oh, wonderful Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Say, I thank you, Jesus, for your presence, for your love, for your forgiveness, for your compassion, for your mercy, for your gifts, for your fruits, for the blood you shed for us, for your death, for your resurrection, the virgin birth. We thank you for all these things, Jesus. And much more. We thank you for all the promises that are in you, Christ, that are yes, yes. We thank you for faith. Right now, I exercise that faith. And I speak to Satan in the name of Jesus. And I bind him from my family, from my finances, from the church. And I do it all. In the name of Jesus, I bind the principalities and powers in Jesus' name. I am free. I am free. I am free. Spirit, soul, and body. I am free. I am free. And I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, I walked into Walmart today, and I walked up to this guy that I was looking for some in a cooler, and he was standing there, and he said, "Did you get your check from Obama?" I says, "I don't get checks from Obama. I get it through Jesus Christ, through Abraham." He went, "Really?" And I said, "Oh, yes." And so I turned around to say something to Betty, and he walked away. He said, "I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Abraham's blessings." And he walked down the aisle, man. And we left the Walmart, and there he was going down the sidewalk talking to himself, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I says to a girl yesterday, I said, "Are you a Christian?" She says, "No, I'm a Catholic." That's a true story. I said, "Well, have you got Jesus in your life?" "Absolutely." I said, "Then you're a Christian." See, Catholic means universal. Amen. Christian means Christ-like. Amen. So you make a choice. I want to be universal or I want to be Christ-like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Say, "All things are possible with God. All things are possible with me. If I believe." My belief system is the power of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God. That's my belief system. Ha, 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 devil! Jerry's got me a little goofy tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to know who Jerry is, she's the leader. She's that daughter-in-law back here. Praise God. Some of you don't know who she is, so I just thought I don't want you sitting there in confusion. We've been talking about equipping the saints for the supernatural. And Jesus equipped the apostles, and they were watching him flow in the Holy Spirit because he done things by the Spirit. He said, "I say what the Father says. I do what I see the Father do." So that's spiritual. He was walking in the Spirit. So he equipped them. They saw him feeding 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead, turning the water into wine, sitting down and heal everybody who came to him, casting out demons. They saw all that. They saw the supernatural. For some reason, we've gotten away from equipping the saints about the supernatural. And there's some things we have to get into our thinking, into our renewed mind. Amen? So that's what we're going to look at. You know Revelation 3:6 says, he who has an ear, say, I have an ear.
I have an ear.
Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Say, I am the church.
I am
part of the church. I'm part of the body of Christ. Christ is the church. Christ is the head. So the Spirit is speaking to me. Amen? So we got the Word of God that speaks to us. And those who have an ear, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. The voice within you. Amen? And he speaks to individuals. He speaks to the church. He speaks through the prophets. He speaks through the fivefold. He speaks when you're in tongues, praying in tongues in your prayer closet. God speaks to you. If he doesn't, we need to learn how to listen. Amen? We got to shut the body down, shut the mind down, and learn to get in the Spirit. So when the apostles were mentored or trained, they were trained in the supernatural. We shouldn't be trained any different. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I have faith tonight in God's will for my life, for my finances, for my ministry. God's will. I shall be successful in business, in marriage, in ministry, because that's God's will. And I have faith in God's will. My will is his will tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Turn to Romans 8, if you would, Chris, please. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There's a lot of things we have to learn to be equipped in the supernatural. Hallelujah. Number one, we're looking at Romans 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. How many times in a week or a month time do you get caught up in guilt or condemnation because of thoughts in your mind that you haven't taken authority over? You may still feel guilty about a divorce. You may still feel guilty about somebody you got mad at. You may still feel guilty because you didn't pray that long enough that day. You may feel guilt and condemnation. See, God says you're in Christ. There is no guilt. There is no condemnation. That has to be placed in the renewed mind. If you're going to walk in the Spirit, you got to prepare your mind with the Word of God, else your mind will stop you from walking in the Spirit because it has a free will. So therefore, there is now no condemnation. The reason why God gave me this message, because there's people right here who walk in condemnation and guilt. You don't identify with those good things that are in you in Christ. You don't identify with being in Christ. You identify with some guilt and some condemnation. You allow those thoughts to be in your mind. And eventually, you'll cause sickness in your body. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who do not walk according to the flesh. So I'm going to take authority over the words that come into my mind. I'm not going to walk by the flesh. You've got to start this week, Monday or tomorrow if you want to, whatever you're thinking, you got to discern that. Is it flesh or is it God? If I'm in business, am I thinking big? Am I thinking big and I'm going to make some money and I'm going to make a lot of money? You know, most people respect people who make money. See, I respect Romney, who's running for president, because he's made lots of money. And I'm not jealous of him and I'm not mad at him or nothing. And so God wants you, if you're in business, to think big. To expand, move your stakes. If you're in ministry, think big through a big God. All things are possible with God. Don't get caught up walking in the flesh. Don't think of sickness and disease. Don't think of poverty. Don't let the devil get you to think about that. Think big. Amen? Yeah, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. In other words, I'm not going to walk according to unforgiveness or bitterness, or I'm not going to be angry at my wife. I'm not going to be angry at my husband. I'm not going to take to heart what she says to me. I'm going to be tolerant to her. I'm going to be tolerant to him. You've got to learn to get out of not walking the flesh, because God's got a law. What you sow to is what you reap of. And so God says he wants you to sow to the Spirit. So he don't want you in guilt and condemnation. So your confession has got to be, when guilt and condemnation comes, says, no, no, that's not a part of me. I'm in Christ. You actually got to say it. You know when Jesus taught about speaking to the mountain? Do you speak to your immune system that God has given us that heals our body? Do you take authority over your immune system? Or do you just allow it, your immune system, to go down and be dragged down by... Do you know they had a report out the other day how many people are on prescription drugs? It is unbelievable. Millions. You don't want to walk according to flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the Spirit in you is going to teach you if you discern. You discern that thought. Am I in the flesh? If you are, start confessing the word. My God supplying my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The minute you speak the word, you are sowing to the Spirit, and you'll reap what you're speaking. Amen? So we got to make sure that we're not in the flesh. Now, there's a lot of fleshly things we have to do. We have to use our minds to get up and put one pant leg in, the other pant leg, and eat breakfast and stuff like that. I'm talking about if you want to walk in the supernatural. If you want to learn how to be equipped in the supernatural, you've got to know who you are in Christ. You've got to know that you're in Christ. You've got to speak. You've got to have that identification. You ain't going to receive no worldly things. See, everybody thinks that God put marijuana here. The devil put it here. Everybody said, oh, no, God let that green stuff God put there for us to get dope-headed. No, it didn't. See, when they were in the garden, there was things they couldn't touch, Adam and Eve. Amen? We're in Christ. There's things we can't touch. God did not create sin. Well, somebody agrees anyway. Praise God. And verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life, say, I want life. It's in the Spirit. It's in Christ Jesus. So every time I'm obedient to the Spirit in Christ Jesus, I will be free. I guarantee if you check yourself out, there's many times you're in a day's time, a 12-hour awake period, that you're disobedient to God. You don't trust his will. You don't walk in the faith he's given us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you speak the word of God, faith comes. Amen? Say, faith comes. By speaking the word of God. Sowing to the Spirit. So God says here, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You are a free person. You need to renew your mind with that you are free. I speak this stuff all the time. And then when I get in some, or someone gets in my face, it just comes out of me like that guy said today. Have you gotten your check from Obama? I said, I ain't expecting anything from Obama. I'm expecting it from Jesus. You ever heard of Abraham? Oh, yes. Well, it's coming through Abraham, right through Jesus. My pockets are going to bulge. I mean with money. I'm not ashamed to have money. I'm not going to be broke because everybody, some people want to be broke. Money's a good thing as long as you run it. Amen? Isn't heaven clean? Isn't it holy? Aren't we the temple of the Holy Spirit? Shouldn't we be clean and holy? I know we have to go through some things, but we should obey the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus here on earth. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So as long as we walk in the Spirit, in that life in Christ, obeying the Word of God has made me free. Say, I'm free. I'm free from poverty. I'm free from sickness. I'm free from disease. I'm free from demons. I'm free from principalities and powers. I'm free from the flesh, the works of the flesh. See, some people sit here don't want to say nothing. Why did you come? I might as well be talking just to Alan here. And by the way, God told me to tell you, this other Alan, we got two Alans here. Alan back here. Every day. Are you watching? You're not trying to fly now. He said, if you'll do that, it'll leave and not come back. That's a good word. Now, people are wondering, he's got a shoulder problem. And I used to have one. I've had head problems, mind problems, shoulder problems, all kinds of problems. But I'm free in Christ. If the devil tries to remind me of all the things I'd done years ago, of booze and drugs and carrying guns and all that stuff, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. My life is in Christ, and I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to walk in it, and I'm going to have the victory. I'm going to have the victory in my kids, in my marriage. I'm going to have the victory in my business. I'm going to have a victory in my ministry. Because I'm going to sow to the Spirit. Wherever you're walking, wherever God's blessing you, those are the scriptures you put together, and that's the Word of God you confess. That's called the supernatural. Walking in the supernatural, amen? Okay, that's number one. You're not on guilt and condemnation. All life is in Christ, and you are free by the Spirit of truth in Christ. You are free. I got to get this in here. So, because something is, airport of the devil. Airport, he lands right here all the time, doesn't he? So we have to take authority over thoughts. You people here are powerful. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's trying to mess you up. He's trying to lie to you. He's trying to tell you you'll never be successful. Well, that ain't what God's Word says. If you listen to that and you start having conversations with that, that's what you'll reap. See, I believe that money can come through Abraham through Christ Jesus. He's our seed. Amen? God's got lots of money, you know. Don't charge no interest. Huh? Praise God. Say number two. John. Gospel of John, Chris. Oh, this one here, boy. This one here. In the beginning, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Now listen, saints. If all things were made through the Word, through Jesus, that means he's Lord over everything. Right? If you and I are sons and daughters, that means we've already got the victory because he's already Lord over everything. It was already created through him. Right? So that means we're sons and daughters, so I want to learn the supernatural. I want to learn that everything was created through Jesus. I am in Christ. He is Lord over everything, so everything belongs to me. I don't have to get the victory over the devil. You see, I already have it. I don't have to get the victory over poverty. I already have it. He died broke that we may have wealth. He's Lord over everything. And he was Lord before he came here, before he came through Mary by the Holy Ghost. He was Lord. That's why he could walk up and say, Lazarus, come forward. He was already Lord over it. Everything was created through him. Amen? Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Say, Jesus is the Word. So if God created everything, was made through him and by him, for him, then he's already Lord, right? Now, he didn't create marijuana. See, the devil came in with sin. And he came in with temptation. Everybody says, well, God didn't make booze. Men did. They did that to make money. They know the flesh likes booze, or some flesh does. See, we always want to blame God. Oh, God created all this stuff for us, man. I can just go become a winehead. I can smoke marijuana because God made those bushes. We are in the garden, saints, and there's things we shouldn't touch because we're in Christ. Would Jesus drink booze? Would he smoke pot? And the answer is no. Would God the Father? No. Would the Holy Ghost? No. We're looking for all kinds of excuses to get zonked out of our skull. In him was life, in verse 4, and the life was the light of men. See, as long as you're walking in him, in Christ, there's going to be light. Darkness won't come to you. Amen? Is he Lord over everything? Well, praise God. See, when God commands things, that's authority. God's commanded you and I to walk in the Spirit. The authority of the Holy Ghost is in us, telling us we need to sow to the Spirit. He wants to remind us, he being the Holy Spirit, wants to remind us of everything Jesus said, and he wants to take from Jesus and give to us. Amen? Hallelujah. So God commands us to do some things. I want to go down through some things that I wrote down when I was praying in tongues here. Number one, God blesses those who remain in a covenant relationship with Jesus. A covenant relationship with Jesus. Not with the flesh. If you want to learn the supernatural, you got to prepare yourself daily, and you got to have a covenant relationship with Jesus. And he's got to be more important than you are. Amen? Say number two. God explains in great detail what is acceptable to him. He explains in great detail what is acceptable to him and what is not acceptable. Smoking pot, drinking booze is not acceptable to God. Being mean, being bitterness. This is how you walk in the supernatural. This is how you learn the supernatural. If you don't learn what's acceptable and what is not acceptable, see, everybody wants to lay hands and get on the front line and do miracles and everything else. And their minds are like a waffle line. They're all messed up in their skull. So in his word, he explains what's acceptable and what is not. Sin is not acceptable. What did he say so we can all laugh? Yeah. Bunch of waffles, yeah. Praise God, amen? Hallelujah. If you want to laugh, laugh. I'll just keep on speaking. I'm preaching myself happy here. It don't disturb me. You don't have to go in the bathroom and laugh, and you get over it and then come back in here. Laugh here. Hallelujah. God delivers those who find themselves in bondage. Guilt and condemnation is bondage. If you find yourself in that, God has already delivered you. The reason why you're not delivered, because you're confessing flesh and rather than spirit. If you sow to the Word of God, start speaking the Word of God, when you find yourself in bondage, you'll reap from the Word of God. You'll reap from the Spirit. See, we have to exercise. This is supernatural, say. This is walking in the supernatural. what to do when something tries to come in my mind. What to do when my pocketbook is empty. What to do when my head is empty of God. You got to fill it. Amen? He has already delivered you and I from bondage. From sin, sickness, disease, the devil, principalities, and powers. Say, I'm delivered. I'm free. Listen now. The deliverance may not come yesterday, but it will come to those who wait and make preparation in the renewed mind. Are you preparing to receive wealth by being a good steward? Are you preparing your mind and yourself to receive the move of the Holy Ghost in your life? Is there preparation by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God going on in your life? Keep preparing. Keep pressing in. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Because you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Hallelujah. The deliverance may not come right away. See, human beings, want everything yesterday. I got to have money by Saturday. Saturday comes and goes, and we go, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with them right away. But it will come to those who wait and prepare yourself to receive that blessing. Maybe something you're doing is going to destroy the blessing. Maybe you're a sin thinker. What is that? You turn the computer on and watch pornography. You look at dirty pictures like, well, you think God's not watching. God's watching all the time. His eyes going to and fro. See, if you're preparing yourself, you're gonna operate in the supernatural, and you're going to battle that which is trying to come on you. That fleshly thing is trying to come on you. Who's trying to eat you like Pac-Man? Right? It'll eat you up, saints, believe me. So during the time you're waiting, you got to prepare yourself. Listen, saints, when they were in bondage for 400 years and God took them out of bondage, they had to learn how to follow the cloud and the fire, how to walk in the supernatural. They weren't even exposed. They didn't know nothing about it. You and I, when we get born again, we read a couple of scriptures, we think we got it all down pat. We got to learn how to walk in the supernatural. And they didn't get to the promised land, you see, until they allowed God to guide them. And you're not going to get in the promises of Jesus until the Holy Spirit guides you, until you are preparing yourself to receive the anointing, to receive revival. Let's not say in the church right away, but let's say revival in me. Revival in my business. Revival. And then, when you want something from God, it's got to be to help somebody. David's got a store. He helps people. And I'm not saying he's giving it away. Dentists help people. Lawyers help people. That's why people become successful. You got to want things from God to help people. So you're preparing yourself to get over yourself. So you want God in your life to help somebody. Press down, shaking together, running over. To help somebody. So if you're asking God for something, are you preparing yourself or are you complaining? Or are you saying, that ain't ever going to happen. See, once there is a time, once they came out of bondage, you see, then they get out in the desert, then God was guiding them, fire by night and cloud by day, and they were learning how to be obedient. They didn't know how to walk in the supernatural. They didn't know how to walk in God's ways. So God gave them a leader called Moses, and he taught Moses his ways. You don't know how to walk in the supernatural. I don't know how to walk in the supernatural unless I'm preparing my heart, unless I'm getting myself ready for the supernatural, unless I'm being trained by the Word of God, unless I'm learning how to renew my mind so my mind won't fight the Holy Ghost. If you want to walk in the Spirit, saints, this is how it's done. If you want to go listen to somebody who's been in ministry 2 years, or do you want to listen to somebody who's been in the ministry 35 years? That's been married 55 years. That has money in the bank. Drives a nice car. Got a full refrigerator. Nice bed to sleep on. Air conditioning. I'm not going to be uncomfortable. God said I didn't have to be. If I accept that and I lay there all sweaty in the summertime, what wife wants a man all sweaty, man, and stinky? You got to prepare yourselves. Get ready for God. Get yourself ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. To prepare yourself for what you're asking God for. Okay? Number five. Deliverance is based upon obedience to God's will. God's will is Jesus, a relationship with Jesus. Once again, deliverance is based upon obedience to God's will. In other words, I can't have the flesh and pornography and cussing and swearing and mean and all that stuff and have the Spirit. You can have the Spirit in you, but you'll grieve the Spirit. He won't manifest. You know, there's a wonderful smoky cloud in here. Yep, still here. Hallelujah. Say, I will move when God says to move. In the meantime, I'll prepare my mind. See, if you don't prepare and renew your mind, listen to me now, you'll get into guilt and condemnation. That's the whole idea of renewing your mind. Amen? Say, I'm free from the curse. Jesus took the curse. He's Lord over everything. He's Lord over my life. He's Lord over my finances. He's Lord over my marriage. Say, I'm free from the curse. See, sometimes we got to keep on saying it. When the curse tries to move in your head, you ought to have a sign out saying, no occupancy. It's full of what? God. There's no room for curses. There's no room for guilt and condemnation. There's no room for lack. There's no room in your mind because you fill God with your mind. Put God in your head. Put God in your mind. Renew your mind. Amen? Say, I'm going to move when God says so. In the meantime, I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to get ready because Jesus is faithful. And I'm going to receive that which he said belongs to me. And everything in Jesus belongs to me. You don't see Jesus, man, taking aspirin. You don't see him going to the drugstore. Now people are getting upset with me already. Now, Al Ray, how far can we trust God? And what do we trust him with? Do we trust him with our marriage? Do we trust him with our money? Do we trust him with our mind? Do we trust God? Oh, yes. Turn to Acts 10:38. Chris, please. Praise you, Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. So if Jesus is in us, we ought to be doing good if we're led by the Spirit, and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Say, God is with me. I have an anointing. It's the Holy Spirit. He's teaching me all things. Bringing to my remembrance everything Jesus said. See, I want to do around doing good. So I'm going to prepare myself to get financially blessed, to get blessed by the gifts, by the anointing. Because I want to go around doing good. I want to tell people there's angels. I want to tell people there's signs and wonders. I want to tell people there's gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, in 1 Corinthians 12, the first verse, it says, don't be ignorant of the gifts of the Spirit, or don't be misinformed. Do you know your flesh will misinform you? You know why? Everybody who's going to move in the gifts wants to feel something. You may not feel nothing. Your flesh will keep you out of the supernatural unless you renew the mind, unless you start speaking to mountains, unless you start calling those things that are not as though they are. Prepare yourself. Are you getting ready for your ministry? Are you getting ready for the financial blessing? Are you getting ready for a marriage? Are you getting ready for a successful move of God in your business? Are you preparing it? How do you prepare? By speaking God into your business. By keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. You see your business big. You see your ministry. You see your ministry anointed. You ain't got to get in someone's face. All you got to do is keep telling yourself, I'm anointed. I'm called of God. I'm going to flow in the supernatural realm. I'm going to help people. I'm preparing myself to help people. Jesus went around doing good. He didn't go around gossiping. He didn't go around coming against people. He went around doing good. So we have to prepare ourselves to walk in the Spirit, to receive things of the Spirit, the supernatural, to do good. Can you do good to somebody who's hurt you? See, a lot of people are still tonight, right here, are still hanging on to things that some people have done against you. They called him the devil, Jesus. They called him a sinner. They try to throw him off a cliff. He even said at the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Can we forgive people? Then once you say, I'm going to learn to forgive him or her, then all of a sudden, an hour later, they're in your face. That's just the way it works. It seems like that, doesn't it? Or the phone rings. My God, it's her again. It's him, or whatever the case may be. Tell him I'm not home. You want your wife to lie for you. I mean, either you disappear. If you're standing there and she's looking at you, he's not here. She's probably hoping you're not. Do you get people to lie for you? Are you afraid to go eyeball to eyeball and you're texting everybody? Because you can't argue with a text. I had an associate pastor one time, and I'd say, I want you to go down there and talk to that man. I'll text him, I want you to go down there and talk to that man. That's why people text, you know. What are you going to do with Satan? You meet him eyeball to eyeball. Text him? Or sickness or disease? It's okay to text, but if you have this problem eyeball to eyeball, because you just don't want to get into a knockdown. That way there they can't argue with me. Someone texted me at 5 o'clock this morning. And Betty said, what was that? I said, I ain't getting up and reading that. When I finally got up, I read it. You know what it said? You have just won something over Walmart's. And I said, dismiss. Walmart ain't got nothing I want. Unless they open the safe. I'm telling you, saints, if you're ever going to be in business, if you're ever going to, it's okay to text order things. I'm not, listen, though, I don't want you saying, well, he's against that. See, everybody walks out of here with different opinions. You know why? Because you only hear part of it. Your mind's been off to California. I'm trying to get you back by getting loud. Are you back here now? Everybody back here. When I talk to people, I call them. I don't tell my wife, say, tell them I'm not here. Isn't that lying? And then you'll turn around and say, well, I didn't say that. She did. We all act so important. We're so important to ourselves. We're all right in our own eyes. I'm telling you what, saints, you can text all you want. If you want to become strong spiritually, get in someone's face and talk to them. Even if they say, I don't like you. I remember when you, well, thank you. Praise God. Does this mean you're mad? Every chance I get when I'm in a store, I tell someone about Jesus. And you know, I don't get nice looks. I don't get, tell me more. Except that old guy today, he went off talking to himself. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got the blessings of Abraham. He just popped out at me out of nowhere. Did you get your check from Obama? I said, I said, I get my checks from Jesus. We got Jesus? We can get our checks? Oh, yeah. Now, 2 months from now, he'll call me a liar because he'll try to call a check and won't get it. You know why? Because he was looking for Obama first. Ain't that good? Huh? Well, gee, help out a little bit here. My God. I know it's Friday night, but whew. Hallelujah. One more time. God blesses those who remain in a covenant relationship with Jesus. That's supernatural now because you've got to be led by the Spirit to have a relationship with Jesus. God explains in great detail what is acceptable to him. Not what we decide. Okay, number three, God delivers those who find themselves in bondage. Everybody at one time or another finds themselves in bondage, but God will deliver because you're going to lean not to your own understanding. You're going to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. You're coming out of bondage. Amen? Number four, the deliverance may not come right away, but it will come to those who wait and make preparation. You see, make preparation, getting ready for whatever God's spoken to you. Whatever, you got to prepare yourself. Get ready. Get ready for the blessing. Amen? Deliverance is based upon obedience to God's will. God's will is Jesus. And I've got to have a revelation of Jesus. I've got to believe that everything was created through him and for him. He's Lord over everything. So all I got to do is walk in his footprints, speak the name of Jesus. He's already Lord over it. Everything was created by him and through him. I know a guy who goes deer hunting. He sits under the tree and he says, Lord, I'm out here now. I need a deer. 15 minutes later, here comes one walking through the woods. That's a true story. This guy has faith to believe that. Me personally, I don't shoot the animals no more. I used to. I suppose if I got hungry enough, I would, but My refrigerator is full. I got ice cream and I got all kinds of stuff, man. So I just go up the refrigerator. Well, Jesus, I'm going to cheat a little bit today. Give me some of the ice cream, man. How you guys doing? What happened to you?
I think it's a bee sting.
A bee sting? Really? Over there?
Yeah. The day before I left Kathmandu, I think a bee stung me. I got a allergic reaction to it.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I never felt a bee, but I did go to the bee shop. My friend wanted to buy a beehive. But anyways, just the devil kissed me out of there.
Your friend wanted to buy a beehive and you went with him?
Yeah.
Did he have something over his head?
No.
Oh. You know they put those things over their head?
Yeah. It was a nice shop. I didn't see
it. It was a nice shop?
Yeah.
It was a mean bee.
Yeah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, oh. We got a member, Ron. He had a hernia, and they just operated on him. What's Ron's last name? Who? Rice? Rice. Be careful what kind of rice you eat. But Ron, he had one hernia. He had that fixed. He was doing something. Chris tried to give him some advice. He wouldn't take it, and he got it, and he got another hernia. But he wants to come to church Sunday, so he asked us to pray. Father God, right now, Lord, we just pray the power of Jesus into Ron right now, Lord, that this surgery, Lord, will heal up right now. It will obey the word of God as we speak in the name of Jesus and speak the power and speak the anointing and the gift of healing in Jesus' name. We release our faith and agreement in you, Lord Jesus, that your anointing, your gift of healing is going into Ron, and he shall be here Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, I'm a child of God. I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I am forgiven from all sin. I am saved by grace through faith. I'm sanctified. I'm a new creature. I am in Christ. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm delivered from the powers of darkness. Are you preparing yourself? Listen now, this is the exercise God told me to give you. Starting tomorrow, what you're thinking, is it flesh or spirit? Is it taking you down? If you'll switch from that thought to speaking scriptures, you'll reap of the spirit. Very simple, isn't it? If we just do it. Someone's going to call you tomorrow and get you upset. You're not going to say nothing when you're talking to the individual, but when you hang the phone up, you're going to be mumbling. What you're going to do at that moment, you're going to start speaking scriptures. Sow the flesh, reap of the flesh. Sow the spirit, reap of the spirit. Check yourself out, saints. I'm telling you, if you'll do this, you'll start to prepare yourself and grow in victory. God don't want anything controlling you except the Spirit and the Word of God. Anger, bitterness, he don't want none of that controlling you. So tomorrow you're going to find out. Something's really going to upset someone here. And you're going to, you know, sometimes people are vaccinated by a Victrola needle. They play things and play things and play things. They run the old film, run the old thing, run the old thing. Yeah. Sow to the flesh, reap of the flesh. The minute that you realize and you catch on, Holy Spirit, help me, start speaking the Word of God. Well, what Word of God? Just start speaking the Word of God. If you can't memorize, run someplace and get your Bible and start reading it out loud. Sow to the Spirit, reap of the Spirit. Sow to the flesh, reap of the flesh. Was that guy saved you followed? Hey, was he saved? The bee guy. For a minute, I thought you went to California. Yoo-hoo. Oh, you got to listen close to me. I just talk funny sometimes. Huh?
He's my friend. Yeah,
he's your friend. He's saved. Praise God. Well, I don't think I want to be preaching to bees. They're very angry little fellas, you know it? They're hoodlums. Hallelujah. Number 10 in the orange. Please, Jeff. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's got something wrong. It's down on your, it's not your shoulder, but it's down by your shoulder blade. It seems like it's in the flesh. It's almost like a burning at times or something. There's a nerve or something going on in your shoulder up and around here. It's causing the burning in your part of your back. And God's healing that right now. There's somebody here who's having trouble in the stomach area, in the bowel area. Pain from different times, from time to time, God is healing that. Whatever's going on in your area, that God's healing that right now. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody here who feels like you got sand in your eyes. That's the only way I explain it. Your eyes are kind of squinty and everything else. God's healing that right now. He's washing it out. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with us who believe. If you believe in the Word of God, if you believe He's Lord over everything, amen? Hallelujah. And there's somebody who has a weakness, and you find yourself at times tripping very easy, just on carpet. God is going to, there's something going on in your nervous system, and God's going to straighten that out. God's going to heal that. There's a weakness in your body, God's going to strengthen you. He's going to give life to your mortal body. If you can receive these things tonight, saints, when you walk out of here, you'll have it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Go ahead, Jeff, if you would, please. Praise you, Jesus.
We pray. Praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 praise. In one accord, we praise you, O Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God of Abraham, faithful and true, holy, holy are you. Holy, holy are you. Son.
Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus.
And the Lamb who was slain, you're the lily, you're the valley, you're my bright and morning star, you're the beginning and the end, you're the everlasting Father, you're the God, God of all glory, you're my and the King of Kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. You're the soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your first name again is what? Touch him. What's your first name again?
Jim.
There's an entrance, not an exit, but an entrance that God's going to open for you. God really wants you to focus on you're the perfume, you're the aroma of Christ unto our Father God. Because something is, there's a weight that's been holding you down, that's been pushing down on you, and God's releasing, taking that weight away from you. God's going to bring you on a journey, but there's an entrance you're going to enter in by the Holy Spirit. It's a supernatural move of God in your life that's going to change some things around. Then you're going to start blessing people and changing people because you're going to have and receive from it the light and the wisdom that God has meant it to be for you. So God says there has been a journey that has been long and hard at times, very dusty, and there has been a lot of hard walking at times on this journey. But God says you've been trying to find an entrance. You've been trying to find what God would have you to do. And it talks about in Ephesians 1:3 to ask for the spirit of wisdom that your eyes will be open to his call. There's an entrance that you're almost there that the Holy Spirit's going to open in your life. And you're going to enter into a power of God. You're going to enter into financial blessings. You're going to enter into some things that come. Let this mind be in you. It's in Christ Jesus. You're going to start allowing that to be in your mind and to be teaching you. God says an entrance. You're walking into an entrance. I've guided you to it, and I will guide you in it and in through it. And when you get into the entrance, you're going to have a lot of things that open up to you, a wisdom of God and light and revelation that's going to come to you. God says you're going to be a blessed man only if you'll bless people. God says you've got to get over yourself in some areas, and you've got to be thinking of people, how to bless people with what God is going to give you in this entrance you're going in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless him right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If there's anybody here needs prayer for anything, then come up here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I just like to touch people and impart things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the anointing. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody just stand right there. Does anybody up here have any pain or sickness in your body? Any pain back or anything? What do you have, dear? Your jaw hurts? Okay. Your throat and your ear. Anybody else?
Proxy for my son who has constipation.
Okay. Oh, wow. And it's related to what?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Different things that are.
Different things, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Your ear? Ear infection. Oh. Hay fever? Hallelujah. Did I miss anybody? The reason why I'm saying this, I want you to all raise your hands, close your eyes, just stand here for a minute now. Let's just stand here for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we receive in the power of the Holy Spirit that's taking from Jesus right now. Oh, an independent, powerful move of the Holy Spirit upon these people, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is your jaw still hurting?
It kind of comes and goes, but right this second it's not.
Right this second it's not. So God wants you to walk by faith. And so when it tries to, you're going to take authority, or you're going to speak to it, like speak to the mountain. You're going to say it left, you're not coming back. You've got to speak to it like it's an individual or something, okay? Father God, I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord, for the anointing, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said it's your knee, your ear? Okay, I want you to pinch your nose. Have you got any saliva in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Swallow. Did you feel anything in your ears? You ain't got enough water. Get that water up there, please. Hallelujah. Put a little bit of that in your mouth and hold it in your mouth. Pinch your nose. Swallow. Did you feel anything in any ear, any one of your ears?
Maybe a little bit over here.
A little?
Tickle.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. As I speak to this ear, I command this ear to obey the word of God and pop open and be healed in Jesus' name. I command this throat right now to be healed in Jesus' name. You will, body, the immune system is going to touch and operate right now as I speak to it in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the healing anointing of the Spirit of God, Lord, going into her right now, Lord. That every bit that's in her body, is I speak to it and I curse it right now in Jesus' name. What I bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind this sickness in her body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, hay fever is going right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, I speak to this hay fever. I curse it right now. I deaden it right now in Jesus' name. I take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. You told us, Jesus, to speak to the mountain, speak to the hindrances, speak to the sickness, speak to the disease, speak to the demons, speak to the principality and power, and take authority in your name, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. There's a healing going on, some muscles in your back right now also. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to this ear right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I command this infection to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, infection, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. You must obey the name of Jesus. We release our faith in your name, Lord Jesus, commanding this infection to go right now. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I send healing, the anointing all through her knees, Lord, in Jesus' name. All through her knee, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I speak to this knee, and I command this knee right now to receive the love of God, the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing all through her knee, in Jesus' name. Oh, how we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, I touch her, Lord, with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you that our God supplying their need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her, Lord. We know, Lord, as he speaks your word, Lord, that she will sow to the Spirit and reap of the Spirit. She will reap of the Spirit into her mind, into her body, into the marriage, Lord, into her finances, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as these two are preparing themselves. Getting ready, Lord. Getting ready, Lord. Preparing by getting the word into their minds, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I bind that spirit of discouragement in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of Leviathan, the twisting, lying spirit, Lord. Father God, I free his mind by touching his mind in the name of Jesus, touching his head, and just asking, Lord, the anointing, the spirit of a living God, the anointing in Jesus' name, flood his mind right now. And every thought that's in there doesn't belong there. I bind it right now and command it to be loose from his mind in Jesus' name, that the peace of the living God will flood him right now, Lord. And he'll know because he knows that God is supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We're sowing to the Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, and expecting your word to operate and flow into his mind and flow into his marriage and flow into his finances, Lord, because he can do it through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He can prepare and get ready. He can speak to a big God. All things are possible with you, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. As I call forth, Lord, that which is in his heart, Lord. I call forth, Lord, your word into his mind, into his heart right now, Lord. That he will be encouraged this night when he leaves here, refreshed in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, I touch his eye right now, Lord. Oh, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I command this flesh around this eye to obey the word of God. The word of God is the virgin birth. The word of God is by his stripes he is healed. The word of God is the shed blood, Jesus. The word of God is your death and your resurrection, Lord. And you are the word, Lord, and you are Lord. You are Lord over his fleshly body. You are Lord over his will. So I command this infection or whatever it is right now, Lord, unknown to us, we don't care. It's known to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so I speak to this fleshly eye right now and say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed as I release my faith in the name of Jesus into this eye right now. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. That what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I speak afresh, Lord, into this couple, Lord, a fresh anointing, Lord, a fresh light and revelation of your word, Lord, strength, Lord, for the journey, strength for the journey, Lord Jesus, that comes by the word and comes by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, this wonderful peace, Lord, upon her right now and upon her husband, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Father God, I touch his son right now, Lord. I bind Satan from his mind right now, Lord. I bind this pain, Lord, from his body. I free his body. I do it by faith in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There'll no longer be this stuff in his body. His body must obey the words that we speak, that my God is supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we too are touching and agreeing, Lord, commanding this sickness and this pain. We don't know, the doctors don't know, but we know you know, Lord Jesus Christ, and that you are Lord over sickness and disease, Lord, because you conquered it. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. I speak to this disease in his body. I command you, disease, you will obey the word of God. Just as Jesus has encouraged us to speak to the mountain, I speak to this disease that's going on in his body. I speak to this bipolar in his mind, Lord, and through his nervous system. I touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I touch him in the name of Jesus. I touch him under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, as I'm touching his dad right now, Lord, that the wonderful anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, is flowing into his boy right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Leviathan, you lying spirit, we bind you right now. We bind the principalities and controlling spirits over his body right now and command them to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go in. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, these two right now, Lord. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, precious Jesus, oh, precious Jesus, hallelujah, precious Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, King Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, praise. God is telling me, he said the curtain is raising. There's a new act. You're stepping out into a new stage, a new place. The curtain is risen. God is taking you into a new place. Hallelujah. It's going to be like the book of Acts, the acts of the Holy Spirit in your life. A new curtain has risen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. I speak prosperity into his business, Lord. I speak prosperity into his business, Lord. I speak the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. I speak wisdom into him, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in his family, what you're doing in his business, Lord, how you're expanding. You're moving the tent, the post, Lord. You're expanding, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Oh, the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Who, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for your daughter, Lord. Thank you for the daughter that comes up here, Lord, to receive things from you. We thank you, Lord, that there's a shade being lifted. God is giving you more light and wisdom. God is bringing you into understanding. And God, the Holy Spirit, is helping you how to obey the understanding that you're receiving, not only from the Word, but from the Holy Spirit who's been speaking to you. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Well, you're part of the church. You're part of the body of Christ. And he's speaking to you. God just said, be very peaceful, because God, the Holy Spirit, is directing your life into some areas that your mind may not want to go or want to do, because it makes no sense to your mind. But God says, if you'll be obedient to the voice that's operating in you, do not be concerned that you're not here. That it may be the devil, because God says you're blood bought. You belong to him. You're his property. He's going to protect you. And his Spirit is rising up in you and bringing information about your call, information about yourself, how it's going to rise to the top, and he's going to deliver you. Everything that rises up is going to be discarded and brought out of you. And you're going to be a child of God who walks in peace and joy and happiness. For those years that have passed by you, that have hurt you and caused control in your life, no longer will be, because this light and this wisdom and this shade that's being opened is going to be the answer for not looking back no more, not coming under guilt and condemnation no more, because you're going to scream, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ. And God has freed you, spirit, soul, and body, this very moment right now, in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see one of these things that it looks like a worm, but it's not, and it eats bushes and stuff or plants. And I just saw a big sandal, a foot with a sandal, step on it and squish it. God says it's under his feet and it's under your feet. So anything that tries to rise up is under your feet. God says if you'll sow to my Spirit, everything will be under your feet. You'll recognize the authority and power that you're walking in. And there's going to be a whole new victory that comes in your life, and it comes in Patty and Matthew's life. A whole new victory is entering. But you are the one that is going to demonstrate how it's under your feet, because God has just spoken to you and said it's under your feet. It's under his feet. It's under your feet. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I touch her right now, Lord, and I touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. God says, my daughter, the discouragement has come into the house, but God wants you to open the door of victory and speak to it and command it to leave. Command it to leave. Because happiness and joy is where God wants the both of you. God wants you in his peace. God wants you in the call upon your life that God is slowly in. Preparation. Preparation God is talking about. Preparation. Getting ready. Because you're not going to be doing what you're doing right now, and neither is Randall. You two are going to be doing something altogether different. When and where is entirely in God's hands. But he's saying, prepare yourself. Get ready. Prepare yourself. Take the knocks, take the trials and the testings, and bring all of it to me, because it'll be for my glory, saith the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, how you doing? Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Who? Who? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, let the presence of the Holy Spirit rise and fall upon him. Father God, I pray for his mother right now, Lord, that light and revelation will come to her, Lord. And she'll know exactly what to do about it by the Spirit of a living God. Father God, I continue to touch this man, Lord, and I command his business to grow. I command the anointing of the Spirit of God to be upon him in such a way, Lord, that tonight you say, command the hand of God. And I thank you, Lord, as I command the hand of God to move upon this man, Lord, in the area, Lord, where he desires to go in the spirit realm. So we thank you, Lord, that the business and the ministry will go side by side. They'll walk together and they'll walk in agreement in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We stand in your presence, Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, as I pray over Colorado Springs. I pray over the schools, Lord. I pray over the churches, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bind Satan from the churches and from the school. I bind principalities and powers, the controlling spirits, in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, as we just believe in revival. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe that you are a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in it. Help us, Holy Spirit, to believe as we give ourselves over to the Word of God. And meditate in it. We just exalt and lift you up tonight, Jesus. We draw all attention to you. But we look further down the road, Lord, and we see, Lord, the presence, the Shekinah glory coming into this ministry, Lord, coming into people's lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the world right now, Lord, needs to see your power, Lord, in the area of healing and souls being won into your kingdom, Lord Jesus Christ. So we need your presence. We need your wisdom. We need your knowledge. And we need the Holy Spirit to come upon us so we can preach the gospel and open the blind eyes and set the oppressed and the captives free and heal the brokenhearted and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what the anointing is for. So we're requesting, Father God, in Jesus' name, a fresh, more anointing in our lives, Lord. It's a well with no bottom, Lord. And we want to go deeper, Lord. We want to cast out demons, Lord. We want to heal the sick, Lord, in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. We want you in our lives, Lord, to become more important, Lord Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you tonight as we prayed over the schools and prayed over the churches and prayed over the city, Lord, that Satan will not be able to cross. We bind the spirit of drugs and the spirit of murder in Colorado Springs in the name of Jesus. We bind all the spirits of lying, Lord, and stealing and cheating, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We do warfare against them in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that we have that authority, Lord. So as we command the hand of God to be involved in our lives, Lord, in our ministries, in my business, Lord. Tonight, Lord, let an explosion come from these prayers, knowing that you have heard the prayers. You have heard it in the name of Jesus. And you have a holy heaven. You have a clean heaven. Holy Spirit, help us to be clean and holy and represent you on this earth and receive the blessings of Abraham through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray over everybody's finances in this place, Lord. That you are a God who multiplies, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. It'll be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're going to prepare ourselves to help people, to help people. So we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.